and welcome back to The Power of Now, a guide to spiritual enlightenment with Barbara and Gilda. We are doing a book study on this book written by Eckhart Tolle, and we hope you have your copy so that you can follow along. Today we are on Chapter 3, Section 6, Moving Deeply into the Now, Letting Go of Psychological Time. My name's Barbara Wainwright, and I'm here with Gilda Simonet. Welcome, Gilda.
Thank you.
Letting go of psychological time. Learn to use time in the practical aspects of your life. We may call this clock time, but immediately return to present moment awareness when those practical matters have been dealt with. In this way, there will be no buildup of psychological time, which is identification with the past and continuous compulsive projection into the future.
Clock time is not just making an appointment or planning a trip. It includes learning from the past so we don't repeat the same mistakes over and over. Setting goals and working toward them. Predicting the future by means of patterns and laws, physical, mathematical, and so on. Learn from the past and taking appropriate action on the basis of our predictions.
But even here, within the sphere of practical living, where we cannot do without reference to past and future, the present moment remains the essential factor. Any lesson from the past becomes relevant and is applied now. Any planning, as well as working towards achieving a particular goal, is done now.
The enlightened person's main focus of attention is always the now, but they are still peripherally aware of time. In other words, they continue to use clock time, but are free of psychological time.
Be alert as you practice this so that you do not unwittingly transform clock time into psychological time. For example, if you made a mistake in the past and learn from it now, you are using clock time. On the other hand, if you dwell on it mentally and self-criticism, remorse, or guilt come up, then you are making the mistake into me and mind. You make it part of your sense of self, and it has become psychological time, which is always linked to a false sense of identity. Non-forgiveness necessarily implies a heavy burden of psychological time.
If you set yourself a goal and work toward it, you're using clock time. You are aware of where you want to go, but you honor and give your fullest attention to the step that you are taking at this moment. If you then become excessively focused on the goal, perhaps because you are seeking happiness, fulfillment, or a more complete sense of self in it, the now is no longer honored. It becomes reduced to a mere stepping stone to the future with no intrinsic value. Clock time then turns into psychological time. Your life's journey is no longer an adventure, just an obsessive need to arrive, to attain, to make it. You no longer see or smell the flowers by the wayside either, nor are you aware of the beauty and the miracle of life that unfolds all around you when you are present in the now.
Wow. Well, this is so true. It looks like we got another paragraph to go. And the next section is called The Insanity of Psychological Time, which it sounds like he's talking about here. The insanity is being so focused on the future that you aren't aware of what's happening in your life at this minute. Like he says, the miracle of life that's unfolding all around you. And if you're so stuck in the past and beating yourself up, and what he said, non-forgiveness, not letting go of what's happened in the past, but keep ruminating on it, again, that's insanity because you have no power there. So he's just really driving this message home that it's so important to stay present in the now. Yes, you will have goals and you will make plans, but you will take action on those goals and plans now. Same with the past. If you're focused on the past and what happened, there's no power in that. The only power you have over that is to get to complete acceptance of what happened and turn it into forgiveness and let it go and be focused on the present moment now where all the miracles of life unfold. A student has a statement here. I can see the supreme importance of the now, but I cannot quite go along with you when you say that time is a complete illusion. Eckhart goes on to say, when I say time is an illusion, my intention is not to make a philosophical statement. I'm just reminding you of a simple fact, a fact that is so obvious you may find it hard to grasp and may even find it meaningless. But once fully realized, it can cut like a sword through all the mind-created layers of complexity and problems. Let me say it again. The present moment is all you ever have. There is never a time when your life is not this moment. Is this not a fact? Well, this was a very succinct and to the point message in this section of the book. Stay present in the moment. If you do need to make plans, that's great. Making plans is really a powerful thing to do. There's a lot of power in the written word if you're writing down your plans, that's for sure. However, the future is not where your power is. Your power is in your ability to take action now. Taking time to meditate and be extremely present in this moment so that when you make those plans, they're divinely guided. That's a hot tip. Taking time to meditate and clear your thought patterns so that you are completely focused on what it is that you want to create, connecting to your divinity and allowing the feeling of what it is that you want to create in the world to come through you so that you can make plans to make it happen now. All right, everyone. I hope you have a great rest of your week. We'll see you next week. Bye now.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast and you'd like to go deeper into a spiritual conversation, consider joining our group where we encourage each other on our spiritual journeys. Go to our website, lifecoachtrainingonline.com, and click on Coaching Services, or give us a call at 800-711-4346.